Do you know that the Oroville Film Festival starts this Saturday?
I do.
Yes, because I'm working with Outreach Media, so I'm very aware of the program.
Yeah, I know this, yeah.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I've seen the emails and the news. I've been looking forward to it, yeah.
Oh, great. Can I come and see?
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Have you been to the film festival in the previous years?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I've attended the last two festivals.
No, to me it's the first year. I didn't.
Can you share your experience about them?
They're a great event, one of the biggest events I think in Oroville. And the fact that it stretches over so many days, 7 days in total, 8 days in total this year. And there's a lot of people come from outside and also the community. It's a great event for people to come together and food, music and films.
Yeah, I was at the first, second, fourth, fifth.
Okay.
And each year it's a little different. And each year some of the films get better, some of them not. But this year is going to be really super.
Awesome.
Because there's going to be 8 days instead of where you normally have five. And there's going to be a lot more movies. There's an international food festival, and there's a carbon neutral fund. It's going to be big.
Yes, I've been on very good movies, very good movies. I saw a beautiful movie of, I think it was Forgiveness. Beautiful movie. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going there, yeah.
No, never.
Yes. I've been, I started with the second film festival. I've been part of the team selecting the movies. And not selecting them, more like finding lots of movies and giving it to a selection process. So
cool.
It was really interesting, yeah, to look at the different movies relating to human unity.
Oh, it's just, it's lively, it's fun, it's interesting because of the four different categories. And it's just nice to see a group of Orvillians getting together, and this year with the food festival, it'll be even nicer.
And how do you think it benefits the Oroville community?
I'm a film buff myself. I love films. I love go to the flicks and all that. Movies expand your horizons, and I think that's good. You know, it's all positive.
I think it's good to show different. I think it's going to play documentaries, and going to very interesting to see different kind of things in the festival. Yeah, it will be nice.
I think what it does is it brings people together in a cultural, creative way. Yeah. And that's nice. That's always nice.
I think I would quote. I would quote Marco, who has been one of the. I mean, who's one of the main founder of this of this movement. But also, I think he also took it from somebody else. Obviously, is the idea that is. Art is the soul of a city, and a city needs a soul. So if we have to encourage this kind of initiatives to really spread art and culture in a city, otherwise there is no soul, there is no life, there is just work and there is just, you know, industries and all. And I think it's a really super important part of the life here. Yeah.
I think it will bring a lot of good things, since people can develop their own skills and projects, and it is full of artists here, so there is an opportunity for them to develop and show what they are doing, no? Which is so nice, and share it with other people also outside out of it.
I think sometimes we are so much involved with our own work and our own thing, and suddenly to sit down and see the world at large through the media of films is very good for us.
Well, this is one of the big social events of the year, where people from all over their Oroville can come and watch movies, and then have dinner, and then have entertainment, and then back to movies again. So where can you eat, have bands playing for you, and then watching more movies?
But bringing them together and having an event where people can socialize and exchange ideas.
Into divine consciousness.
what's this business of the cinema in Oroville? We don't want cinema in Oroville.
Okay.
We are here for higher consciousness. You understand?
Yeah.
This is all belongs to old world. Watching movies, distracting yourself from the real purpose to being here.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You choose between consciousness and business.
Okay.
Not cinema.
Okay.
If you are a businessman, you are welcome.
Okay.
Not a cultural people. So, we don't want. They belong to old world.
Yes, that is
you
true.
Understand?
Yeah.
And these guys are showing this ugly, abusive, dirty movies 50 kilometers, 50 meters away from Matri Mandir. It's a disgrace.